I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Sykes, could we have a report out of closed session, please?
Yes, Mr. President, Board, and staff. The Board did go into closed session at approximately 6 p.m. tonight in regards to three separate items. First, pending litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision A. The three cases were the bankruptcy case, the groundwater litigation known as LOCSD versus Golden State, and the Core Family Properties. In each case, they heard a report from legal counsel but took no reportable action. In regards to the second category, which is a liability claim pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.95, that matter has been filed in small claims court and direction was given, but no reportable action. The third category was personnel under Government Code Section 54957. The Board met with the negotiators, those being Vice President Baltimore and Director Vogel. There was a conversation. They gave direction, but took no other reportable action.
Thank you. We will now go on to public comment for items not on the agenda. So if we have people for public comment, we have 3 minutes. And if you like, please address the podium.
Good evening, Lindy Owen. I wanted to just bring up whether our CSD would like to join the concerns from a lot of people in the neighborhoods that are under construction and the neighborhoods that are blockaded with detours, et cetera. Just a reminder, it's a $7.6 million contract to HDR to handle construction management and PR. And at this point, I think they're taking our money and not giving us anything in return. On my street, for example, everything on 9th and 11th was completely blocked. The main two arterials through town, which diverted traffic onto a very quiet street, 10th Street, right below Sylvester's Burgers. And that's a pedestrian walkway for mothers with children, and a lot of housing people walk back and forth. Well, the traffic was between 25 and 50 miles per hour on that street until I contacted HDR, and they brought out a 25-mile-per-hour sign, which was really nice, and it did slow traffic. But I noticed on Monday it was gone, and I called up and said, you know, did you take it down? Because you're still diverting traffic onto that street. And they said it had been stolen. And so the suggestion is it's probably stolen by another street that is having whatever they're doing with this $7.6 million contract doesn't seem like it's really helping this community a whole lot. So I would appreciate if there's any input that the CSD can make to HDR to get with it and improve a little bit on traffic management and dust control. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Julie Tacker, and I would kind of like an update on the bankruptcy. I know Marshall went to some kind of meeting last week, and I think there's more to tell the public, and I'd be interested to know where that's going. Last we heard, the hearing might not be till the end of this year, so I'd like to have a little more thorough update. And part of why I ask is Montgomery Watson Harza had a claim, and they have retained the design work, some of the surveying that they did, and we are now paying for another firm to go out and do survey and design. So, you know, this was work that they were contracted to do by the Los Osos CSD, but now we're going to have to pay for it twice or a fractional portion. And then I'd like to better understand the $6 million that the State Revolving Fund is tacking on to the loan from the county, And has that really been cut loose from the bankruptcy, or is that still considered debt? Because it seems that that's been ironed out from their perspective, but I think it still haunts the district. So another reason why I ask is because our district had the ability to file action against Montgomery Watson Harza with a backdated contract and the work that ensued at that time. And the board in 2010-ish chose to let that case go. And I think we would have gotten our documents and our work had we pursued that case. Again, with some of the design and the construction and some of the conflicts that Lindy brought up, I saw a giant water pipe that our district put in on Los Osos Valley Road some few years ago in anticipation for carrying big water through that was hit by the wastewater project. And it's all broken up and stacked on the side of the road. That's money. When I see pipe broken into pieces, that's money. That's man time, that's design time, and it's the community's dollars. And I just don't see a real advocate fighting for protection of our dollars. And the Santa Isabel fiasco is like the epitome of stupidity. And where we're at today, I enjoyed reading the Bay News, and I just don't see someone really stepping up for Los Osos, and I'd like to see this district do that.
Thank you.
Richard Margetson, a couple of you have already heard part of what I'm going to talk about tonight, but last year the county completed the recycled water management plan and the water conservation implementation plan. I submitted 8 pages of comments. I gave a copy to all of you last year. I gave a copy to the water board. I met with Rob Miller of the Wallace Group, met with water board staff, with Ron Munson, and I met with water board staff. No one refuted one line of my 8 pages of comments. I'm going to read a paragraph from my comments, and then I have a follow-up. There are gross inaccuracies and inconsistencies throughout the plan due to the fact that the county and its consultants relied on outdated information in its preparation. Updated information could have been obtained by simply making a few phone calls to the water purveyors. Instead, production data from 2006 through 2008 was relied upon to establish 2,056 acre feet per year as the water demand baseline used in all related tables and graphs in the plan, a number that grossly overstates current water demand conditions within the service area. Purveyor production totals for the years 2010, 2000, and 2011 clearly establish current water demand at approximately 1,600 acre feet per year, not 2,069 acre feet per year. I'm going to the next Board of Supervisors meeting. I'm going to read my comment. I'm going to put it up on the overhead. I'm going to put this comment up on the overhead. And I would like the county to get our money back. That document was firewood the minute it was produced. And I would hope members of this board would back that up.
Thank
for
you.
This community.
Any more public comment? Seeing none. Do we have any comments from the board on that? Okay.
I did have a comment. I think the comment about it might be worthy of discussion about the PR that's going on for the sewer project. I want to say the employees, the people out there working, have been nothing but stellar every time I meet them and talk to them. So the people actually out there doing the construction, I have nothing but good things to say. When the traffic is supposed to be stopped and started between 7 and 5, and you come home at 5:40, and your road is still blocked, there's somehow, some way, there's got to be notification. I mean, things do happen, or else, you know, but that's not the construction people, that's the PR people. And so I shouldn't say little things, but that's going to happen a lot and often. Even imagine what will happen if they get behind schedule. So this might be worthy of discussion because I think it might be worthy of discussion. Just my thoughts.
Well, can't they use the Diglo Sosos website in order to put announcements on a ongoing basis?
They can do lots of things.
You'd think that would be a good way to do it.
Well,
you would.
I'd like to add along those lines. I think it's time to get this in motion. Is we need to have a regular update from the county here, and because we have the TV, more people can see it. So I think that's something we need to talk to the county about. Diglo Sosos, they can come here and see and feel the questions.
Perhaps we could invite them on a monthly basis to come and give a little presentation at the meeting and give us an update.
They were invited previously and declined to come.
Well, I think maybe we should invite them each month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see us inviting them on a continuing invitation to that, but maybe not monthly, but to give us regular updates.
Well, minimum every couple months.
I think us requesting that would be a good thing.
A month. I mean, as fast as things are moving out there, a month isn't. Is kind of a long time.
It's a long time, yeah.
They're starting heads all over the place.
I mean, this can be set up as a presentation on the meeting at the front, and it wouldn't be subject to questions and answers, but it would just be an update from them monthly as to what's going to happen in the next month. I think that's a reasonable request.
Yeah, and the things by coming here, they'd be able to find out information like the medians with the flowers in them. You know, people volunteered to keep those up and healthy. And so the next project that's around Los Osos, they'll be more conscious of as far as our PR people notifying what's going to go on. Again, the employees out there in construction, they've been great.
I don't want to flood us with too many ad hoc committees, but perhaps an ad hoc committee of a couple of directors to make contact with them and try to arrange something.
Mm-hmm. President, why don't you direct staff to make that inquiry? If that doesn't work, then you can perhaps ratchet it up. But I think if we direct staff to invite them to come on a monthly basis or...
So. That sounds like a fine suggestion, Mr. Seitz. Okay. So if you would go ahead and make contact with them, Margaret, and invite them for a regular update. And maybe if they would like to engage in a conversation with some suggestions of how they might be more open to how they might contact the public, we have plenty of suggestions. Okay. All right, with that, we will go on to our public hearing item number 8. So at this time, being a public hearing, we will go ahead and open it up to the public to come to the podium and speak about, yes, I guess we need a staff report first. So, okay, if we could have a staff.
If there was not sufficient protest, the rate structure would be increased, but there was a request made just to clarify for the members of the public something that's in the notice, so I'd like to go ahead and clarify that. On Exhibit A to the proposed rate increase, there's a qualifier on there with the asterisk that says these are rates charged by the garbage company, and the district subsidized these rates during the previous rate increase. So nobody was actually paying those amounts. So the rate increase is tacked on to that amount, even though we are subsidizing it. So the increase that
our ratepayers are going to see is slightly above what they might have thought they were going to see because we were subsidizing that. And that subsidy was not recommended for continuance by the Financial Advisory Committee.
Thank you.
Would Tom like to come up and say anything? Mm-hmm. No?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we go to do public comment first, and then we'll see if there's any questions proposed for Tom.
Mr. President, you need to open the public hearing. You need to advise the people that they have now the opportunity to vote at the meeting. When the public hearing is closed, that eliminates or stops the opportunity to vote tonight. So at the close of the public hearing, we will be counting the votes and determining whether or not there is a majority protest.
Okay, so if somebody does want to cast their vote, they can come up to Margaret or Ann. And
yes, and these must be in writing.
Okay.
A verbal protest.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
Lindy Ellen again. I just wanted to really commend the waste franchise people. It's one of the few things that seems to work really well in this community consistently, and even at Christmas I gave bonuses to all three garbage pickups because I just appreciate that they do a good job. And but I think, I know this is a little off topic, but it's still very disturbing to me that the bankruptcy is considering turning that waste franchise agreement contract over to the county, and I just do not understand how we can afford to lose, is it $160,000 a year income when we're in bankruptcy. All it does is disables our CSD further, and I just really do not understand how it could have fallen into the position of being able to be turned over to the county, and I would hope that during further bankruptcy hearings there is more discussion about this because it shouldn't be a done deal. I don't think LAFCO, I think LAFCO would be on the LOCSD side about this issue, and I really think we need to fight to keep that in our community because it's a very important part of what keeps us running. Thank you.
Julie Tacker again, and I guess I want clarification from the Finance Committee's recommendation. It's to pass the 2.3% increase through, or is it to recover the 4.51 and the 3.2 because you're no longer going to subsidize the rate? Because if that's, I guess in December when we did this, had the kickoff, so to speak, I had understood that there would be some dialogue. I thought it would come out of committee and come to the board to talk about whether or not to take that, to continue the subsidy. And I still haven't heard your board's recommendation on continuing the subsidy. What finance is now saying is that they recommend that you don't, but your board still hasn't vetted the question. And so I guess that's what I was looking for, is your recommendation and any information that backs that up, why you've come to that conclusion, and then what is the final rate for the ratepayer? Are we just going to be up to par with what Mission Country has on this table? So I just need some more questions answered because I think that's a much larger jump for the ratepayers, and maybe the notice certainly didn't explain that they could lose, that the jump could be much more than the 3.2% or 2.3%, whatever it is.
Richard Margetson, I wasn't going to say anything until Julie mentioned it, but I made the argument for maybe not taking the subsidy, but maybe Leonard, you could talk after, when it comes back to the board, about what some of your ideas are for the future. Bills, at the status quo, you should look at seriously at doing that, because most bills you can't back up. The only way now to back up the garbage monthly cost would be to lower the amount of the franchise that you take from 10% to, you know, like we did a number of years ago, we reduced it to 5. That's your only option now. And if the county takes over this contract to pay back, you know, funds they're going to lend you for the bankruptcy, you know, that's never going to happen in the future. I know it's a done deal tonight, but keep that in mind when we're looking at other things. And maybe, Leonard, if you could talk about what your ideas were for the future.
Thank you. Any more public comment? Okay, so we're going to
close the public hearing.
We're going to close the public hearing at this time, and we will tally the ballots.
2 ballots, 1 invalid. No, 2 ballots.
Okay. It's been reported to me that we have a total of 3, one of which has been determined to be invalid because it failed to have an APN. But having said that, I think the board could overlook that one for this purpose tonight and indicate that there has not been a majority protest.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
What's majority? That's 2,000 something, is that
yes.
Correct?
Okay. Okay. 2,000 or 2,000 something?
2,000 something.
Okay, so.
Engineers love this number.
Okay, so at this time, let's go ahead and bring it to the board for any comments on our motion. Our motion is to. I'm not making the motion, but we have, since we don't have a majority protest, then our staff recommendations would be to approving the rate increase. So, you have anything, Marshall? No? Okay. Just to clarify, and I think Marshall just said that, this is, the increase is the 2.3%, and when the rate increase was proposed as a condition of our condition of the previous subsidy, that would be negated or become we discussed that as a board, and we decided to go ahead and keep it until this at this point when we had the public hearing. So the subsidy was paid up till this point here, and we'll see what we come up with. But the money, as was mentioned in public comment, the district gets can most definitely be put back to good use into the community. As it was mentioned, that our franchise will be lost with the bankruptcy. So in that short period of time, while we still have it, there are things that can be done. We can use the money to make like community compost centers. We can use it for green waste education centers. And I look for public input into these things that we can use this that'll benefit everybody in the community. Hazardous waste education, collection, e-waste, electronic waste, recycling center. We do have a recycling center over in the shopping center, but that one is very inadequate. I've tried to use it many times, but half the time it's closed or full or something like that. So there's a lot of people that could benefit from recycling in our community. We could we've got areas, lots that we can use these funds to have stuff hauled off. We can hire a street sweeper every once in a while. I mean, these are things that definitely the community would benefit as a whole. So I don't think the funds are going to go to waste. we can certainly use them here. So that's pretty much all I have to say about that. So if there's no other board comment, can somebody give me a motion? Okay. Next item will be our administrative and committee reports. Start out with A, CAL FIRE management report.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board, members of the public. Before I start with the December 2012 Chief's report, I'd like to give you a quick update on the fire engine purchase that the district has been going through with Station 15. As the board is aware, the information is now posted on the internet, and you can see pictures of the fire engine as it's moving. I wanted to make sure the public is aware, both in the audience and on and watching on TV. To see progress on your fire engine, you can go to the lasososcsd.org website and go to the emergency services portion of that site. There's actually two tags that you can look at, and they're on the upper left-hand side of the website. And one is the schematics, and then one is pictures of the fire engine chassis. The first four that you saw last week, the chassis was still in manufacture. They added two or three this week. It is now painted. I'm being told that the cab is still at the manufacturer, but should be moved over to the manufacturer sometime this week or next week. I'm being told that from the committee that the cabin chassis is just about done. It just hasn't moved over yet. The buildup is what is being painted, so I misspoke earlier. They will be Roger Reinhardt, Robert Gorman, and another guy will be going over to the website. They'll be going over to the manufacturer on March 12th and be reviewing it. It should be in March about 90% completed. From there, it'll be moved to Los Angeles with the expectation that sometime mid to late May we should have it in service. So that's your update. Continuing on with the December report, in the month of December, Station 15 responded to 127 calls, four of those simultaneous calls, with one of the simultaneous calls requiring advanced life support. Of the 127 calls, 73 were medical aid, with 37 requiring advanced life support. Two traffic collisions and four fires were reported. Company 15 came back a total of 10 times to support CAL FIRE staff. Traditionally, in the month of December, we've also given you a 2012 update. That was omitted, but I can give you that to you verbally. I can tell you that in 2012, it was our busiest season, our busiest year since I've come into the station. We ran, again, 1,259 calls. The second busiest year was in 2009 with 1,206 calls. Of those 1,259 calls, there are 866 medical aids, 61 fires, 61 concurrent or back-to-back calls, with 30 of those back-to-back calls requiring advanced life support. These statistics will be included in the January Chief's report. Continuing on, two Los Osos Reserve firefighters, they're not CAL FIRE employees, they're Los Osos Reserve firefighters, started their parapet accreditation. Kind of breaking new ground here. You've had one firefighter paramedic in the past, and he went on to new employment. I'm hoping to get these two done. They're not going as quickly as I would have liked or as their FTOs would like, but it's not a matter of skills. It's just a matter of trying to complete their day jobs and become accredited here in San Luis. So we'll see if we can move those folks along. Looking out in the future, you have two or three more additional CSD reserve firefighters who will become paramedics at some point. I hope to get those accredited as well. They certainly won't replace your two CAL FIRE paramedics that you have on duty every day, but it gives you more flexibility, and they'll have sometimes three, sometimes four paramedics, depending on how we're staffed on the call. And it's always a good thing to have more hands who can work. And we started a station painting and office remodel project that was approved by former General Manager Morrow in the month of December. And as you go in there, it's got a fresh coat of paint on there and some other things. We're trying to spruce it up a little bit. Last paint job in there is about 12 years old. Fred Haberkern retired, as you well probably remember. And we were able to give him his proclamation and some other things at a holiday party, and he and his family were very appreciative. Executive Assistant Brown updated the Station 15 organizational chart. That is included in this report. We are scheduled to have 25 reserve firefighters. As you can see, we have a total of 19 now, which is why we're doing a hiring process. Of those 19, one of them is currently on leave and is a firefighter in Antarctica. So we don't have him as on a callback. He doesn't come back very quickly. Going back to item 5, Fred Haberkern, I will be interviewing for his replacement, $450. Actually, a little bit less than that. CAL FIRE paid for that as part of your cooperative agreement. We hosted a Los Osos focus group meeting in the station. Topics included the Community Wildfire Protection Plan and implementation of projects, the Los Osos Habitat Conservation Plan, and information received from the Fish and Wildlife Service and how it relates to those projects. As reported last month, we continued with the hiring process for reserve firefighters. The six prospective candidates that were successful in all of their tasks to date went through a background check by CAL FIRE's Battalion Chief Van Gerwen. They were all cleared for employment and started the process to become physically examined and obtain uniforms. That academy will be starting here in the next couple weeks, just to give you an update on that. We participated in a couple station tours on the 5th by parent participation. A couple of our employees are working with San Luis Coastal Unified School Districts on a program for reading. It's called Fired Up About Reading, where firefighters go in and sit with the students. And we're working on that in December. We participated in a holiday parade. And finally, through cooperation with the Benevolent Association and KSBY, in the month of December, we participated in Operation Santa Claus and Season of Hope Charity. That concludes my report. You can fall back and look at the chart and the organizational chart. Is there any questions that I can answer for you?
Marshall?
I just have a quick comment for the chief. And I appreciate all the work that Executive Assistant Brown's doing, but the organizational chart is wrong. The committee members are myself and Director Wright, not Director Vogel. So if you could just communicate that to her. I really appreciate all the work she's doing, but if we could just get that correct.
Absolutely, we'll fix that.
Wishful thinking on Director Vogel's part.
Thank you for pointing that out for us.
Any other questions for Chief? All right. I just want to mention I did go online and checked out the fire engine. It looks pretty cool, even in all metal without the paint on. That would be kind of neat too. So, yep. A couple flames, style.
Are we having a competition with Pismo as to who gets done first, or is that just going to be a tie?
You know, I have not brought that up with them. I'll suggest it.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. Item B, Utilities Department report.
Good evening, board and public and staff. I'm Margaret Faulkner, and I'm here to report on the Utilities Department for December 2012. Total production was 14.7 million gallons, which was a decrease of 21% from last year at this time. And last year we had 3 inches of rain in December 2012, but in 2011 we only had less than half an inch, so that could be part of the reason. 43% of the service area was billed for 21.4 million gallons, and that's for consumption from November 11th through January 10th. Those are 2-month billing cycles. And the revenue was $104,328. And this is a decrease in consumption by 15% and revenue by less than 1%. So there are also some tables here to show you how the production at each well site and the runtime hour on the pumps. And aside from the regular duties, the crew took two members to drive up to Fresno to drop off the utility vehicle and have its body installed. And that took approximately a month. And I can report now that the total that we were able to that we were spending. It was way under the budget that we thought, $21,000. We only spent $16,400 on doing this. So we're looking forward to seeing how long it'll last. And but
20 years.
They did pick it up yet. We hope this will last a while. And let's see. As far as drainage is concerned, I just found out the 5th of February, the new MS4 permit was approved by the state with some modifications from in language that was changed from comments by the California Association of Stormwater Quality. And so I have to go through and see what the difference are with our new permit, and I haven't had time to do that yet, but we will be getting to that as soon as possible. Also, we had a few rain events in December, so we have sandbags for sale. We like to remind the public they can buy sandbags from us, and we provide free sand at the South Bay. And that includes gasoline and the time of the crew going up there and back.
Any other questions? Drainage permit, I know that the report that you have to do now, that's when is that due?
We have to file a notice of intent by July 1st of this year. Uh-huh. But the I'm going to have to check with the regional board to see if I'm still supposed to be following the former permit. But I'm due, you know, to do another annual report that was for the period of February 1st through January 31st of this year on our old permit. So I need to find out if I'm still supposed to do that report and then go on with the next.
I mean, I looked at that one website. It said for the PDF, that's 108 pages. Well, of some of the most interesting reading you could possibly imagine. So I, you know, go get a Margaret.
Thank you. I have gone through the whole thing.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next up is item C, the LOCAC report. I believe we have the Honorable Paul Mellencamp here.
Thank you, Mr. President, and congratulations both to Mr. Moodhart and Mr. Baltimore on their election as President and Vice President. And on behalf of myself and LOCAC, and thank you to Marshall Ohilski for all of his work. And the rest of you. at our last LOCAC meeting, January 24, we had a sheriff's report. During the month, it reported on there were 535 service calls, 75 of them EMTs. The others were various types of mainly petty crimes. 23 cases of petty theft, and a continuing reminder that most all of these occur in unlocked vehicles. So we can make the community a little bit more aware to just lock your cars, put them in your garage, put those guys out of business. Our county report delivered by Carrie Brown, the community plan preparation has been authorized for Los Osos. It was held in abeyance while the question of the sewer was up in the air. It's now been restarted, and we'd like to inform all of the community and all of you that we are going to be holding committee hearings on this and then ultimately bringing it to LOCAC. We're going to develop our view of the general plan. And a very important thing for property owners to be aware of is that during the period of the development of the general plan, it's possible to get a zoning variance at a much, much reduced price. So if people have something in mind for the next 2 or 3 years, they should probably consider getting with the county on that right now and saving themselves some money. We had a supervisor's report, and mainly it was that most of the activity recently has been in Cambria. The wastewater project here is in full swing, as we all know. There's the Los Osos website that you've all mentioned that the community can access. The next item in the supervisor's report was that that Mr. Gibson feels that with Prop 13 and the elimination of the budget deficit, we may see improving times for local government and local government services. And his caveat, of course, was hopefully the state will behave rationally, whatever that is. And also mentioned that there's a Coastal Commission hearing on Diablo Canyon coming up. Moving along, we did take cumulatively, I think, about 10, 12 minutes to remember Gwen Taylor, terrible tragedy in our community. Wonderful lady, feisty, but a really terrific person. And to also mention our warmth and respect for George and how difficult his life must be right now. Mimi Callan reported to us from Celebrate Los Osos, and I assume the community knows about both her and the organization and the work that's been done in beautifying the community. And their current project is to restore the Welcome to Los Osos again, and if there are any questions.
Any questions? I just want to reiterate that the community plan and the committee hearings, that's a very important thing. It's a good opportunity for the community to just have a say into.
Oh, it is, Mr. President. You know, very important, because in this plan, we'll not only be talking about the general layout of the community, but we'll be talking about what businesses might prosper here, and we might want to provide for them, and we might want to think about what businesses would best fit together so that we can work with developers and mm-hmm. new business owners. The community gets to decide whether or not it wants to be a Stepford community, and everybody's got to look the same, which I got to tell you, Santa Fe is not a pretty place. Good food. But on the other hand, there are some general guidelines that the community may want to think about, and we welcome everybody's input. Mm-hmm. May want to, you know, talk about building heights or setbacks mm-hmm. and things like that. We had a very serious concern about a development that was proposed, I think, about a half a year ago, and they were going to do it by building a wall along Los Osos Valley Road, down here about uh-huh. four blocks. And a lot of people found that very objectionable, and because there was community input, we were finally able to get that changed. Mm-hmm. So these are the types of things, and I appreciate very much your comment, because
it's a big
deal. Our community.
It is a big deal. This is the time for the future now, so great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to move on to our committee reports of the Emergency Services Advisory Committee.
Okay, Mr. President, thank you. Yes, we met on January 29th at 5:30 at the fire station, and we did have a discussion regarding the possibility of charging the state of California for fire service within Montana de Oro. This came out of discussion from here that we should ask the state to reimburse us for our station going out there for emergencies. The chief outlined the responsibilities of his department and also the fact that CAL FIRE does not charge the Parks Department anywhere else in the state for fire services within park boundaries. He also pointed out that they responded, I believe what he said, 26 times out to the park last year. And we also heard from Brooke Gutierrez, who's the sector superintendent for the state parks in our region. And she confirmed that the potential revenue from the kiosk would be around $200,000 a year. The committee did discuss this item, and the committee came to the conclusion that the cost to set up an attempt at billing repayment system is not something that would be worthwhile at this time. And so the committee tabled it. And we also discussed the situation with the fire prevention fees that many in the community are paying, and also throughout the state. As a quick reminder, The fire prevention fee is $150 a year. If your property is adjoining to quote-unquote forest wildlands, our rate here is $115 because we're serviced by CAL FIRE. The fee goes to the state, and that is where the decision is made on how the money is going to be spent. We have no say over it. We did have a public comment by Les Bowker, who's been very active in this, regarding the boundary lines and how arbitrary they are. As an update, there are currently three assembly bills and one Senate bill pending to completely repeal this fee. There's also a pending lawsuit from the Howard Jarvis Association that this is a tax, not a fee. The committee did discuss this, and we recommended that the CSD send a letter stating that we wish this bill to be repealed, and we'd like to just send a letter supporting AB 124, as our Assemblyman Cacho Asajan is the co-author. And I believe we want to do that, but we have to bring it to the next meeting, the letter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a draft that's being formulated, draft letter. We also reviewed the fire funds, the financials, and the fire activity log. And as Chief said, the truck is on schedule, and the website is a really neat thing to look at. We also finalized our 2012 work plan, and also we moved forward on our 2013 work plan and submitted it to CSD. And we discussed the committee applications for this year's committee. All the current members did re-up, and we also have one additional person that's applied, but we still have one alternate seat open. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, as the other rep on that committee, I just want to make it clear that that committee has requested that the board send a letter. So I think
control burns, are those separate contracts?
The state of California state parks contracts by agreement to CAL FIRE for fire protection within their state, within their jurisdiction. So that the VMP burns, the vegetation management burns that have been, we've been doing on state parks property and their neighbors, PG&E, have been under that contract, and not under the cooperative fire protection agreement that we have with, the county has with the district.
I thought I read that last control burn, however, it cost $500,000.
I think I'm going back in my mind. I believe it was actually a little bit more than that, but that was fire suppression costs for the entire incident, and not the control burn itself. The control burn itself was about $80,000.
Right. I'm just, you know, not that you have to answer it now, but I mean, maybe it's something for the committee to look into. How does that affect, you know, what's our payment? What is Los Osos' payment by staffing Station 15 to participate in those control burns? I'm not asking for that question now, but that might be something for the committee to
well,
look
I,
into.
I can certainly answer that now and prepared to. Prior to CAL FIRE's cooperative agreement, or excuse me, probably with, prior to San Luis Obispo County's cooperative agreement with the district, Station 15, as the South Bay Fire Department, participated in vegetation management burns that I had done in and around the areas of Los Osos, including Tony Silva's burn in 2003, I believe it was. The reason that the South Bay Fire Department and in other cases, the other fire departments, Morro Bay, San Luis, Cayucas, and Cambria all participate with my burns is that they can come out and give their firefighters on the ground real fire experience that they wouldn't get normally. So going back to that particular burn that you're discussing, I did authorize a fire crew of reserve firefighters with Engine 215, a total of three personnel to go out for the day. CAL FIRE picked up their meals, and they went out, and South Bay picked up their time. So it was approximately 10 hours of reserve time at $8 an hour. It's a good training for them. It's a good experience for them. once the vegetation management burn was declared a wildfire, we did hire back two Los Osos Reserve firefighters, and they were being paid for by CAL FIRE once they were working as for the incident command team. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. All right. Any further questions on the emergency services? Our next up is the Utilities Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Utilities Advisory Committee met January 9th at the district offices. Some highlights from the meeting were the committee discussed the drainage list, and the committee recommended the board to direct staff to maintain awareness of the status in near-term plans for the drainage work that the county is doing. PEG funding is getting nearer to completion. Now there was some positive movement made, so that we're hopefully looking to that being resolved. The emergency water shortage ordinance has been moved to a subcommittee. It was moved prior to this, and they are tentatively going to present a draft language of it in the March meeting. Let's see what else. The capital improvements. The committee will discuss this more to consider a process on how to keep the, how would you say, up to date. You know, because we're always using them. So that will be discussed more at the committee meeting. And then the last item I'd like to make a comment on was the work plan that was slated for strategic planning in January on 26th. That was canceled, but the committee is going to discuss prioritizing the goals of the work plan so that they can present that to the board, their own prioritization. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the next meeting is
Are we going to add anything to that? I mean, let's say that we say they're not doing what we thought they should do, or.
Well, by staff being able to monitor what the county is doing and be directed to have a correspondence or some sort of communication with them, then general manager can, interim general manager right now, or the general manager at that time, can report back to the utilities committee, and we can consider comments on it.
Okay. Is that something that I would do now, Mr. Seitz? I'm looking at you as president.
Giving direction to staff to do that?
Or do I get a consensus from the board that that's what we want to do? Or
it depends on your style, but generally you get a consensus and then direct staff.
I would think it's under the responsibility of staff now anyway. I mean, we're not asking to do something else. We're just asking to do a pilot.
I just want to make sure it's clear and that the board's all on board with that. If there's any objections, then it's they're directed as written.
Yes.
Okay.
I have one question.
Yes.
Maybe this is for staff, but the vehicle maintenance policy, do you have a timeline when that's going to be on board and operational?
Yes. Pretty much have just made some decisions to just take the vehicles in. So okay. I can write that up.
Yeah, what is to have all services done at a dealer, because the dealer keeps that log, and so at any period in time, that can just be printed out and reported back to.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's move on to item F, the Finance Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no minutes in your staff report because the committee just met on Tuesday, so it didn't seem that to try to push staff to get these minutes out in a day and a half would be appropriate. So we are going back to Monday meetings starting again next month, so we will have the minutes available from this point forward. The meeting was relatively straightforward. The committee recommended that the board approve the warrant register, or pardon me, receive and file the warrant register, the receive and file the financial statements. And we talked about the authorization of the Palisades well mitigation, which is on the consent agenda, and the committee recommended that that be approved and go forward. We also discussed the application of the Bureau of Bureau of Reclamation Water Efficiency Grant. It was also recommended that that be adopted by the board. That grant's already been submitted, so it's kind of an after-the-fact thing to justify, or pardon me, to put the final stamp on that application. And the committee also recommended that we accept the Fireman's Fund Heritage Grant in the amount of $10,000, and along with that to go ahead and approve the budget adjustment requested for those funds. We also did discuss the subsidy on the protest hearing, and I already reported out on that. We also talked about and approved what the committee would recommend as the work plan for 2013 for that committee, and we talked about the priorities of that work plan. Now, my understanding is that that will be coming back to the board next month for approval, so the committees will have their work plans approved. Is that correct?
That's what I'm going to request, yes, okay. That the committees prioritize and bring them back to the board in prioritize form so that we can have a record and regular updates on the priorities.
So we did do that on Tuesday, so you'll have all that. Other than that, it was relatively a straightforward meeting. We had only three members there, so we were short a member. And I'd like to, at that if I could,
please do.
Committee member Mr. Garfinkel at that, after the meeting, indicated that he could no longer agree to serve on the committee for the upcoming year because of other constraints on his time. So I'd like to thank Bill for all his services to the district on that committee, because he's been on that committee for an extended period of time. So I think I'm not speaking for the whole board, but I think that everybody appreciates all the efforts that Bill put in on that committee. So I'd like to thank him publicly for all his efforts. And that concludes my report.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. And I'd like to second your appreciation for Bill's service. It's unfortunate he's staying with the other committees.
I think that's a nice opportunity. He had taken kind of a vacation from attending LOCAC meetings for a few months. I think he was laying low for some reason. And you know, anyway, he came back. And I also did attend this past Tuesday's RAC meeting. And
you started it.
Okay. All right.
Order.
And it was interesting. It was interesting in that the Cambria CSD felt that they were entitled to go into the meeting without putting an item on the agenda, essentially asking the RAC to approve a level of service, a reduction from level 3 to level 1 based on water conservation that they really didn't support with factual data, and the RAC wasn't so disposed. But it was an interesting meeting, and I was not a voting member yet because I guess you have to approve me at this one.
Okay.
The board, and then the board has to approve me.
Yeah.
But you have to recommend me to the board, and then the board has to accept me. I don't know if... Anyway, so those were the two meetings I attended this month.
Okay. Any other meetings or trainings?
Sorry, we'll have to stay on task here, apparently. I just wanted to, I know that Director Wright, President Muthart, and myself attended the Los Osos Baywood Chamber of Commerce installation dinners last Friday. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a good event for the community. Citizen of the Year, pardon mm-hmm. me. Citizens of the... And maybe from the dust. Now I lost my train of thought.
Oh, the
business of the year was
Big Daddy's Pizza,
and they have a sign out now that I noticed out in front acknowledging that award. And they also gave Citizen of the Year, or they did a tribute to Sylvia Smith, which I thought was very touching. Mm-hmm. And then they acknowledged the Citizens of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Peter Starling.
Peter Starling. That was kind of an interesting show, let me just put mm-hmm. it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so the recognition of Big Daddy's and Peter Starling and Sylvia Smith, I thought that was very nice. And I think that the Chamber's doing a good job putting together that event. And, you know, I installed the new officers and everything. Mm-hmm. Assemblyman Cacho attended and mm-hmm. Supervisor Gibson attended. So it was a well-attended event. So I thought it was a good event for our community.
It was.
Yeah, it was very good. Yeah, and I encourage other, you know, we do also attend whenever we can the chamber mixers. So that's always a good thing supporting our local businesses as we are a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Let's see, was there? I think that was it. Any other meetings? Okay, with that, we will now go, before we go into public comment on the items on the Administrative and Committee Reports consent agenda, I want to ask if there's any items to be pulled from the consent agenda.
I have a question, clarification on item M. Was it said in the financial committee that item M has already been submitted? So there's really no changes or anything that can be done? Well, then I guess everything's kind of...
I could just... Yeah, the committee... I mean, and staff explained this, but as it was explained to the committee is there was a deadline for submission, and they had to meet that deadline. So we would probably make some changes in the submission, but at this point, we're going to approve the submission that was already made by resolution.
Okay, just out of...
Is that correct, Margaret?
Curiosity, is this... Should we receive this grant... would we be able to maneuver the numbers? Meaning that are we bound by what was submitted? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, then there's not much to say.
Okay, so with that, then we will go ahead and go to public comment.
Item M, I recommend that you rescind the application. It says right here, by signing this application, I certify, one, to the statements contained in the list of certifications, and two, to the statements herein are true, complete, and accurate to the best of my knowledge. I also provide the so-sos, and I would recommend you rescind the application and maybe try again next year in some other manner. I think it's terrible. Item L, we're going to mitigate the well, Palisades well. We're going to throw some concrete in there and get out of Zone E. Great idea, should have been done years ago, but in your staff report it says it's only going to buy us a few more years. So I'd like to see the district cap that well, put its resources towards an intertie in the interim, and building a new well outside the trough, east side of town. Those were the two things that jumped out at me tonight, and I think they both deserve more conversation, and I wish items were pulled and discussed for a little more thorough vetting, those two especially. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none.
They're coming.
Not an excuse.
Richard Margetson. The grant, you know, that's what I want to talk about. My comment about the executive summary, that number, the 1569 actually is accurate. But when you go through the application and some of the answers to the questions, there's one on, just as an example, there's one on page 22. Number of users, types of water use, et cetera, in the water market. Answer. It is estimated that the future population within the Los Osos URL will increase by 5,175 persons with limited growth, future growth within the commercial area. The future estimated water demand will be below 50 gallons a day per capita. The 63 acre feet a year that this grant is supposed to save will accommodate the development of approximately 470 new connections once the moratorium is lifted. Well, I don't know if anybody ran the number, but 63 times 325,851 gallons in an acre foot divided by 470 connections divided by 365 days, which will get you the per connection per day gallons, comes out to 119. That whole paragraph is completely inaccurate. I mean, that'd be half of what we're using for connection now. But that's what's wrong with, I'm not faulting Margaret on this. This goes back to my Wallace group, Kerry Wagner, there's cut and paste things in this application from the recycled water implementation plan, page for page, pages that were put in this application. And the only thing that I see is absolutely accurate now is the acre feet of demand in the summary. But how does that number go down by 487 acre feet from June of last year to January of this year? How does that happen, gentlemen? We're paying for this. This community is paying for these documents at the county. They're all part of what we're going to be paying for the next 30 or 40 years. At some point, we have to take a stand and say, enough's enough. We want accurate information, or we want the consultants held responsible.
Thank you.
Lindy Owen, and I definitely think that you have to consider rescinding this and taking a look at it for next year. There is a line number 20 that says, is the applicant delinquent on any federal debt? And it says no. So there's a lie, because we do have in bankruptcy a $6 million debt that's still not resolved. And I just don't think that you can accept turning this in with some of the legal repercussions that could come back if anybody wants to discuss it. The information's wrong. I object to Wallace doing any more work for us, because this is the same stuff that got us into the problem with a water basin that is overdrafted and dealing with saltwater intrusion, was allowing Wallace and Associates to give us the reports. We have a wonderful, you know, recycle. It would be safer to rescind and just not go with this and get somebody that isn't Wallace to do the application for next year. So please consider the situation you're putting this district in.
Thank you. That will close public comment. Bring it back to the board for any comments. Okay. Okay. All right. I'd like to have a, I guess, do we, a motion, or whatever, where am I? Accept the administrative. Yeah. Let me find my spot here. That's not on there. Okay. All right. So can you just make that motion, Marshall, please?
I move that the board go ahead and accept the administrative and committee reports and approve the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
I may not do that. I'll make a motion to go approve the items, or pardon me, accept the administrative and committee reports and approve the items on the consent agenda.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Do we need a roll call, or is any... No? No, I don't need a roll call, so any objections? Seeing
we're adopting resolutions, isn't it?
Yeah, we are.
That's right, because resolutions continue.
No resolutions on this one? Okay, so seeing no objections.
Could I just make one brief comment here?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to just, regarding the grant application, I'd like to just read one sentence from the grant application that, to me, really pulls me on this. I mean, this WaterSmart grant extends water conservation measures to additional homes outside the prohibition zone, thus benefiting the overall health of the groundwater basin. The issue is that this money will be spent outside the prohibition zone to help water conservation measures, because the existing money of the wastewater project is only being spent inside the prohibition zone. So I just wanted to put that on the record.
That's a good point. Thank you. Okay. Seeing no objections, no. Did you say yes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's
Director Ozinski?
Yes.
Vice President Baltimore?
Yes.
Director Vogel?
Yes.
Director Wright?
Yes.
President Muthard?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now we will proceed to our general action items. A, which is to appoint regular and alternate public members for standing advisory committees. And updated one here. So before we go to public comment here, the way I was originally going to do this was have the chair and vice chair of each committee vote for the appropriate
make a recommendation.
Okay, they would make a recommendation and the board would approve that. Right now we have three committee members and three applicants for the emergency services, and we have three committee members and three applicants for the finance. And so we would only leave the utilities advisory with any questions in terms of applicants. So what I'd like to do then is, if it's okay, we just forego the ESAC and the finance committee, and just go with those with the applicants that are as they are listed for approval, and then we would go ahead and have the utilities advisory committee chairman and vice chairman pick the two committee members and one alternative, or the president would pick the alternative, or the last person would become the alternative.
Excuse me, sir, we can't hear.
Okay, yeah. Okay, maybe a second time I'm telling myself how we're going to do this.
Really rewarding work. I've been on the utilities now for several years, and I'm no genius, so it just takes some involvement. I'm not recruiting people, obviously, but we do possibly have openings that might come up, and anybody that's watching this should just really think about coming to some of the meetings, listening in, and it's a great way to be part of this community.
Thank you. Okay. Any other public comment? No? So in that, we'll bring it back to the board. Let's go ahead with the Utilities Advisory Committee.
Okay.
Craig would go first as the chairman.
Okay. Yeah.
No, we discuss or just.
Oh, you, I. Discuss you just if you discuss if you want. If you want to discuss, or you pick can somebody. Just pick somebody.
Okay. Well, I can just pick somebody, and I think what we have works really well right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm just telling you, I like the committee. I like working on it. I like the people on it, and I just like how it's set up right now. So. With that, do we have to vote the committee?
No, you nominate somebody, and the board will vote.
Okay. Well, I nominate Dominic.
For discussion, for clarification, could you explain who the two committee members are and who the alternate is now, so everybody knows?
Yeah. I'm going to say Dominic's last name.
Rock.
So right now, Lindy Owen is our alternate. And Dominic Rock is our incumbent, and Chuck Sneed is our incumbent. Yeah. So,
okay, I'd like to ask Lindy if you would like to be the member as opposed to alternate.
That's a good
or if you prefer the way things are.
I'm fine either way.
Okay.
I'm there at every meeting, so.
Okay. Well, you know, if you don't mind the status quo, or if you'd prefer to be on a member, I'd be happy to appoint you.
David, we should have had this discussion.
Okay, I'm sorry, you should have had this discussion before. Well, seeing no
objection,
no groundswell, I'll appoint Chuck Sneed and maintain the status quo. And I guess Lindy would therefore be the alternate for another. And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and read the other names for the ESAC. The applicants were Jerry Dillingham, Marshall Brent, and I'm sorry, Brent Marshall. Well, they have one name, Jerry, and then the other ones are written the other way. Brent Marshall and Thomas Wright. I'm sorry. Marshall's an easy name to say. I don't know where I get it from. The Finance Committee, the applicants are all incumbents. Lisa Gonzalez, Bob Simonson, and Keith Swanson. So congratulations and thank you very much.
We had to have a formal motion. I'll make a motion to accept Dillingham, Marshall, and Wright as the ESAC committee members, Gonzalez, Simonson, and Swanson as the FAC committee members, and Dominic and Chuck as the UAC committee members, and Lindy as the alternate.
I have a question on FAC. Are you keeping the status quo and Bob is staying as alternate?
No, Bob's going as committee member.
Who's the alternate?
In both ESAC and FAC, there's a no alternate.
Okay.
Because of Bill Garfinkel's
resignation. Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So Bill's applying for the committee member position. So.
Okay. Thank you.
That's my motion.
Second, anybody?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a second. And we need a roll call for this. No?
No.
I'll get it right one of these days. Okay, so any objections? Seeing none, unanimous. All right.
Could I just follow up on Lindy's comment? I think that we do have two alternate positions open here, and this is a good opportunity for people to get involved in the community. So I would encourage people to apply for the alternate position for the Emergency Services Advisory Committee and for the Financial Advisory Committee. With those two vacancies, we are still looking for people that are available to serve the community, and it helps us represent the broader scope of the community by the more people we have involved. So I would encourage people to get involved and apply for those positions. They will be filled when people apply. So.
And I'd note that the alternates pretty regularly substitute in for the regular members.
Very good. Thank you. With that, we will move on to future agenda items. And
well, for me, I just want to make sure that SRA letter.
To reiterate what Ms. Owen had said, that it's important to get more members of the community involved. You find that there are some regular active community members, and they seem to be bearing a lot of the weight of the community on their shoulders. So I'm sure they'd appreciate some support, and we'd certainly like to see more people out at these meetings.
I'll go along with that, and just to remind the public, I mean, the committee membership, the time spent is well worth it. You're asking a commitment of 3 or 4 hours every month, and I really encourage people to come in, sit at the committee meetings, and also apply.
Go ahead. No. Yes, I get it going. That's next. Right. I would echo those sentiments, and I apologize for having that choking fit during the one opportunity I got to speak, but sometimes that happens. But off task for a moment, I know some of our listeners and myself are fans of a certain baseball team, the Orange and Black from San Francisco.
Dodgers.
Better known as the world champions Dodgers. 2 out of the last 3 years. I just want to remind everybody, we are having both World Series trophies at Farmers Markets in San Luis Obispo next Thursday. They'll be located in the old Davidson store. So if you're interested in getting your picture taken with the trophies, seeing the trophies, starting at 5:30 next Thursday, Davidson's. I will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course you will be. If you're a groupie.
Dodgers have more money. So.
Okay, Vice President.
And then go see those trophies in your Dodger blue.
That's it. Okay, I have a couple of things. First off, a couple of shout-outs for Rotary Club. Couple opportunities to participate in the we have the Rotary Club of Los Osos has a scholarship dinner on Monday, March 11th at the 10th Street Grill, and it's to benefit our program of scholarships for the academic and vocational scholarships for the local high schools. So it's a very worthwhile cause. It's a 5-course dinner by Chef Jay Dickinson. Tickets are $75 per person. I know that sounds like a lot, but you know, 10th Street Grill is a fantastic local restaurant, so it's good to support them. $40 of each ticket is tax deductible, and it's a great benefit. Also, the Los Osos Rotary Club is putting on an electronic recycling event right now at the Methodist Church. It'll be going through the weekend. And so if you have any televisions, computers, electronic devices that you want to get rid of out of your garage, bring them by. It's an electronic recycling. It's every day from this week. Well, let's see. What is it? Thursday. So let's say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday in the evenings. I know 5 o'clock to 7. This week. Going on right now. Tomorrow I'll be there doing it from 5:30 to 7. Saturday, I think it's all day, and Sunday it's all day. At the Methodist Church.
Yeah.
Okay. So, good, good. And then thank you, Mr. Malakamp, for a great update. And I hope people do get involved with our community planning. It's a huge, huge thing. I think a lot of us have been waiting for this time. I mean, now it really means something now that the sewer project's in place. And I know that we're having some issues with Dig Los Osos and proper planning and things, but I do ask for people's patience You know, I think we all know it's a huge construction project, and like Vice President Baltimore said, you know, the construction workers are doing best they can. They all are. I've had the same experiences with them. But it's going to take a lot of patience from all of us to get through all this and work together as a community. And, you know, just, you know, do what you can do, report hazards, and you know, be patient. So with that, I will, this meeting is adjourned.